Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Everybody, happy Friday. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and I'm so sorry that we are late, but it is Friday the 13th after all, and you know what happens on Friday the 13th. Well, it's you don't know what's going to happen. Some people call it good luck. Some people call it bad luck. My day's been up and down as far as Friday the 13th is gone. I've had good luck and I've had bad luck. Part of running late tonight, well, not necessarily bad luck, just a matter of traffic.
Bad traffic. Traffic,
right. And also, let me explain this to you. We are doing something tonight for the first time here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are broadcasting live, as we always do, from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. But we're also broadcasting live while taking a little bit of a field trip. We are broadcasting from, we're on the back porch of the Brass Mug over in Tampa. And the reason we're here tonight is because, well, our son Tyler is in a band called Deceptive Intruder, okay?
Yeah.
And his band is involved in a rock and roll show tonight with about five different bands. You know, it's Friday night is when we usually do our show from our just studio in Seminole, Florida. But now we have had to move our show over here to Tampa. Let me remind you that we still can take phone calls if you're interested. We're not even sure what we can do. We're using a brand new board. We don't know if it's set right.
Are we even on the air?
We don't know if we're even on the air. Let me tell you something. If we are on the air, can somebody please let us know by giving us a call at 727-498-0502, or you can send us a tweet at Marco Radio Show 1. We'd appreciate that because as it stands right now, we don't know if we're on the air or not. We may be sitting at this table that we just pulled out of the back of our van talking to ourselves.
Good practice.
Yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you. I don't know if anybody else can hear you, but I can hear you, Ty.
What a day.
Right. So today is Friday the 13th. And like I mentioned a minute ago, some people say it's bad luck. Some people consider it good luck. I started my day off at work, and the first thing I touched broke.
Well, that did not bode well for the rest of the day.
Well, when I'm thinking about the day, the entire day that was ahead of me, so at 7 o'clock this morning, the first thing I touched broke, right?
Right, and you immediately called me.
Right, then knowing that the rest of the day we're going to attempt to do something here at the Marco Radio Show, actually go on a field trip.
Live on location.
We've never done this before. We've never done a, what do you call this when you go?
It's live on location.
We've never done a live on location show. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks for filling in there.
Yeah. Did you get a tweet or something? Are we on air?
I don't know. I assume so. According to everything
we're having a good time.
I'm seeing, we should be live right here at the Brass Mug.
Right. So thinking about the Brass Mug, it's a cool place over here in Tampa off of Skipper Road. Barris and Skipper Road.
Barris.
They do have a lot of different types of music that they put on here.
Mostly metal.
And that's why we are here tonight. Like I said, we are here. Ty, does the night have a theme? Like some of them are like the military night or something like that. What is this one?
I don't think tonight has a night.
It doesn't. Well, there's going to be five badass death metal bands here. My favorite one, of course, is going to be Deceptive Intruder. I'm hoping that a little bit later in the show, once some of the band members get here, that they will man up and actually sit in with us so I can get their take on what's happening in their world.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, the only person here is the cat. So.
The only person here is the cat and the guy filling the ice buckets.
Yeah.
And we are on.
We
it
are
has
on.
Been confirmed.
Okay. How do we confirm that?
I don't know. You don't have this person in your contacts.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a
perfect.
The unidentified listener.
Thank you, unidentified listener.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating.
Please keep listening.
Now, do you think we could get the bartender to bring us a beer or something?
I just wish they'd bring us a fan because it's hot as hell out here.
There's like three or four fans out here with no blades.
No blades. Ceiling fans.
That's truly death metal, Ty.
It is.
When you have ceiling fans with no blades, that's a sign of death metal.
They'll probably still run.
Right? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do run. Just that little thing would just be spinning.
Yeah, and squeaking.
No air. Right.
Three wheel burning.
Right. So anyway, hey, I was thinking about...
Oh, it's Donnie.
Okay, cool.
You don't have Donnie in your contacts.
You're a punk.
Thank you, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie. Thanks for listening. And thanks for letting us know that we are actually on air.
And I'll put you in his contacts, I promise.
Yeah, right.
Let's see what kind of friend you are.
Okay, so anyway, I was thinking about Friday the 13th earlier today. And it right, that's exactly what I was thinking, Ty. It got me to thinking about scary movies. I'm not a huge fan of scary movies. I can tell you that probably the scariest movie that I've ever seen was the original Friday the 13th. What about you?
Scariest?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm saying that Friday the 13th, the original, was the scariest one that I've ever seen. No, you don't agree with that?
Pansy, man.
It was pretty scary. You have to admit.
I mean...
Wait, what's the bad guy? Is it Jason?
It's his mom.
Okay, yeah. In the first one, it's his mom. And that's what makes it so scary,
well,
Ty.
I mean, she's creepy, but...
What makes it... This is why it's so scary, Ty, is because when women go off...
It's really
It's
scary.
Frightening. When the woman is the bad guy, the killer, it's like twice as scary as the dude. Because you expect the dude to be the killer, but when it's the mom and she's psycho, watch out.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a good movie, but finding out it's his mom at the end, it kind of breaks some of the plausibility that, like, this little old lady's macheting people in half.
Well,
she
was actually in that movie. It was like she would kill everybody having sex.
Yeah.
She frowned upon
if
that.
If you were having sex in the bunk bed, she would stab up through the mattress, all the way through you and your partner.
That's a lot of upper body strength. I don't know.
She was a big woman.
Not really.
Well, she had that crazy bitch strength.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you call it.
Stephanie, what would you say was your... Well, Ty, you never even told us what you thought your scariest movie was.
Well, I mean, I'd have to think about it.
Well, think about it, because, I mean, we're doing a show here.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
Am I wrong, or did Friday the 13th have like 27 sequels or something like that? Wasn't the last one like Jason Voorhees in space or something like that?
Yes,
I can't even imagine how that went down.
I don't have that
How did he get in space, Ty?
He gets frozen.
Frozen.
And they decide to experiment on him.
And what? Oh, they took him into space to experiment on? Like on
the future.
Oh, in the sky lab or the space lab, whatever it is.
And he crashes.
So they take him up on the shuttle?
Yeah.
All right. It was
ridiculous.
Okay.
You have a list of the scary movies.
Hold on. I have a list of the scary movies. Maybe this will jog your memory, Ty. I'm looking for the list,
It should be in order.
Okay, here we go.
Mine won't be on there.
Okay, all right. Well, Ty, if you had to guess, let's say I'm going to give you the top 24 scary movies. What would you say the scariest movie was on this list, if you had to guess? It's an old one. It's from 1973. I'll give you that hint.
1973.
Right.
So, I mean, what would that be like? Carrie?
Well, close.
Carrie.
No, not Carrie.
Nope.
It involved a girl.
Her head spins.
The Exorcist?
Exorcist, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another one, number two, The Shining.
Really?
Ooh.
The Shining's pretty scary.
It's
a deep kind of scaring. It's not like pop out of nowhere scary. It's just like it's a whole mental scare. It's like you got to be watching yourself the whole time or thinking one step ahead of... what's his name? Jack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, The Thing is a pretty scary movie. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not on there.
Alien, I don't agree with that. That's just like a kind of a...
That's just a cool movie.
I guess it's kind of cool. It's got a lot of that
pop-out
stuff. Psycho. Psycho was pretty scary.
No, it wasn't.
Psycho is
Steph
very
and I
scary.
Watched Psycho on
on the DVD.
On the DVD just the other night. That was good. The Thing. Is the Thing scary?
Yeah. I just said it was scary.
Jaws, very scary.
Yeah, okay, that one's
the original Jaws from 1975.
Right. I'll give you that.
Very scary. To this day, I'm not a big fan of getting in the ocean.
Yeah, I never will again.
Well, remember last week we talked about what you have to do if you get stung by jellyfish.
And it's
not what you think. It's not peeing on it. It's rinse it with salt water.
Then
douse it with vinegar, right? And then apply heat.
Pee on it.
Accomplishes all three at
but
one
But ever
time.
Since 1975, my whole thing about going to the beach is you run in, you pee, you get out, and you build sandcastles the rest of the day. You don't play around.
Donnie says Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead is number 8, 1978. Dawn
That's
of the Dead came out. That
That's
is a good one.
I have that too.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to watch that one.
The Innocents, I've never heard of it.
No.
American Werewolf in London.
That's a comedy.
Silence of the Lambs. That's pretty scary.
That's not scary.
When did you become so tough?
Is that a horror film, though?
It's not a horror film. It's like a crime movie.
That's a suspense drama.
Yeah.
This is the scariest one on here. Bride of Frankenstein. From 1935.
Oh, man.
You ever heard of 28 Days Later?
No.
How about Eraserhead? Is that scary?
What?
Hellraiser?
No, that's
all right. Poltergeist.
That's pretty good.
I like Poltergeist.
Nosferatu.
That's okay.
Reanimator.
Yeah, it's a HBO.
Day of the Dead. How about
good.
Get Out?
Get Out.
Get Out's good.
Get Out 1, 2017.
That's the one we watched not long ago.
What the heck is Eraserhead?
He's a superhero.
1977.
Well, apparently he starred in a horror film.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so those are the scary movies. What about Quaiden?
What?
K-W-A-I-D-A-N. Never heard of that one.
I don't know. I think when Slender Man first came out and they were releasing the little short internet videos, somebody found the tape.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah, like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Ty, do you know what triskaidekaphobia means?
What? Are you afraid of triscuits?
No, it's not a fear of Triscuits.
Because I love Triscuits.
Triscadecaphobia, Ty, is the fear of the Friday the 13th.
I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what it means.
Well, apparently there aren't too many people in the Tampa Bay area that have that fear because they didn't hesitate to get in their cars and be on every road we tried to get here on.
Yeah, but honey, I think, look, when you try to leave your house at like a quarter after four.
Don't leave your house.
Or no, actually, what time did we leave? About 4:30 to try to get here to be ready to go by 6. It's a little bit of a trek Friday afternoon.
Right.
Rush hour traffic.
Right.
It's, you know, we did it to ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
We created our own bad luck. But well, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're doing our show. We got a big crowd out here on the back porch.
Woohoo!
There's nobody out here but us.
Well, all there's the some boobs.
There's traffic.
We're watching cars go by, and it is hot as hell out here.
We're waving. I'm waving.
I am sweating.
Hey. My hair's going to fall down.
We got our banner up.
Oh, no, your hair's not going anywhere, honey. It is rock solid.
Right. Rock solid, everybody. So what else can we talk about? Hey.
Yes.
Today is National French Fry Day.
Yes.
What?
It is. Well, you know, now every day is pretty much a national something
is
day.
Is it French Friday or is it French Friday?
French.
It's not French Friday. It's French Friday.
Right, well, that's a very important distinction there.
Yeah. Do we have a list of places for French fries, honey?
We do.
Checkers.
And if you go in order.
I'm trying to go in order here.
Keep going in
Hold
order.
On. I'm digging. This is not our usual setup, everybody. Please be patient. Hold on. National French Fry Day right here. I got it.
All right. And at the very top, it says that Friday is French Fry Day.
Right.
Saturday is...
Here, hand this to your mother. Let her handle this. She's got her glasses
Jesus.
On.
Jesus.
I don't even have my glasses on.
That's not hard to do.
French Fry Day kicks off the trifecta of National Food Days.
Okay.
Or Comfort Food Days. Saturday is Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh.
And Sunday is the day to scream for ice cream.
Nice. All right.
So if you survive until Monday,
you've got,
good luck.
You've got Friday, French Friday.
What if you take your French fries and you mix them with your ice cream? Isn't that kind of like putting
delicious.
Your
delicious?
Yeah, it's kind of like putting your dipping your French fries in your milkshake or something.
Not your
like
mac
that.
And cheese though.
No, no, that's not cool.
That's not good.
That's a heart attack waiting to
yeah,
happen.
That's not cool.
French fries, mac and cheese, and ice cream.
Mm-hmm. What if you put all of those things in a blender and pureed them? What do you suppose that would taste like?
I think the French fries and mac and cheese would be delicious.
It'd be thick,
I mean, it'd
though.
Probably
actually.
Taste okay.
It'd be thick, and it would go right to your thighs.
Yeah. Or out.
You could just inject it right to your ass.
It might go in and out very quickly.
Yes.
It would for me. Yeah, and especially if you added the ice cream to it, because I'm a little bit lactose intolerant.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd have the bubble guts all day after eating that concoction. Or drinking. That concoction.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, put it all in a blender, make it into a milkshake.
Might still have a bit of a chew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gross.
Now clog your straw.
A little lumpy.
We can't have straws anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
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 So do you think that your luck is good enough if you are one of those people that believes that Friday the 13th is a lucky day? Do you think your luck is good enough to head on over to the Quickie Mart over there and get us some Mega Millions tickets? Because it is up around $300 million for, when do they draw that, tonight or tomorrow night?
Mega Millions, I think, is Friday.
Friday night.
Well, we should get on that.
What's that little place right across the parking lot there? That's a little Mexi Mart. Do you suppose they do the lottery over there?
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to run over and see.
All right. We'll see what they have. I mean, wouldn't that be cool if we won our ticket or got the winning ticket over at the Mexi Mart?
Across from the Brass Mug
across
on Friday
from
the 13th.
Mug on Friday the 13th.
Why not? We're trying all kinds of new things.
Maybe winning
the lottery
with
could be
sweaty,
our next new
sweaty
thing.
Pits.
Liv Moss.
I'm sweating through my shirt already. This is like the fifth time I've sweat through
it's
my
good.
Shirt today.
Good. Get warmed up for the mosh.
I walked into the office.
Yeah, but you showered once in between.
Yeah. I walked into the office at one point today, and Lori goes, oh, you don't look so good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's thanks, Lori.
And, of course, you know, me, I'm usually just the most pleasant person to be around.
Always.
But
always.
You put me out in the sun and I'm sweating bullets like that, I get a little bit of an attitude. Not like a lot of people, but a little bit. And I think that may have been coming through. That may be what Lori was noticing.
Was she praying for you, dear?
Well, she didn't say so, but maybe.
Grandpa Ron chimed in on the scary movies, and he definitely said Poltergeist.
Poltergeist? Now, see, I didn't necessarily think that that was so scary. That's another one of those, that's a more cerebral scare. You got to be, it's one of those ones that if you think about it too much, it could be scary. But, I mean, I'm not afraid of some demon
You're
in
not
my
afraid
television.
Of no
Yeah, I'm not afraid of no ghosts, right?
Well, they're in the whole house, man.
Yeah, but
they're in the trees too.
Didn't they build their house on a an old Indian graveyard
burial.
Or something like that, burial ground, something like that? Well, they brought that on themselves.
Well, they didn't build it.
They just ended up living there.
You gotta do some research. I mean, if you find out that your house is built on an Indian burial ground, can you go back and sue your realtor?
No.
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 Isn't there some sort of a check that they're supposed to do?
No.
I mean, they come in and they do a house inspection before you buy it.
Now,
they can't tell you what used to be. I mean, aren't they supposed to tell you if somebody was murdered in your house?
No, they are not required to disclose
that. That hurts the sale.
Yeah, and they are not required by law to disclose whether anyone died or was murdered within the home.
All right.
You're on your own.
They were.
Grandpa Ron says he's a cerebral guy.
Very heady.
Yes, quite.
Yeah. Look at the big brain on Grandpa Ron.
We should probably take a break.
Oh, good for you.
We can take a break. Why don't we take a break? We'll take our first break. We'll try to cool off for a second.
Right.
Listen, we've gotten quite a few tweets and texts, which is nice. You can give us a call at 727.
Got a great big crowd.
Yeah. You can give us a call at 727-498-0502. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live from Radio St. Pete and the Brass Mug here in Tampa. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shots girl!
back, and we were a man down, but that man, Stephanie, went and got us some provisions to hopefully cool us down a little bit. So Ty and I had to fend for ourselves there with the board. This is our brand new board, our field trip board. And Steph was away, so Ty reached over and he pushed the slides, and we're back.
I broke it.
He broke it. Anyway, so that song that I just played was called Sex Cow, and it's by a band named Guar. Guar is from one of my hometowns, Richmond, Virginia, and I dig them. It's not it's not a song that I would usually play on the show, but I'm trying to metal it up a little bit here tonight since we are here at the Brass Mug. Live on location here at the Brass Mug, getting ready. We're sort of like pre-tuning for tonight's soiree. It's going to be a bunch of dental. Ty's band Deceptive Dawn. Not really sure what time's going to get started. Do you know what order you go on tonight?
We are almost last.
It's last. Five or six bands. We're not getting home until 3 in the morning.
Bravo.
Hey, Steph, put a call in. Blow into Joe B. And let's see if we can just do this thing live until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
No, thank you.
How's it look inside?
Okay. Still empty inside. The crowd is out here with us, fortunately, watching this stellar program that we're putting
on. Hoopla.
Yeah. So, hey, to let Dad know, I'm sure he does know by now because he's a big World Cup follower. I am not. Ty, have you paid any attention to the World Cup at all? Do you know what the World Cup is?
Is that football?
In some places, they do call it football,
okay.
Ty.
Cool.
Yeah, very good. You're using the...
I have a B.
Oh, would you stop? If you leave it alone, Steph,
I'm
it's
good.
A B. Leave it alone.
I was messing with you.
I'm not afraid of bees.
You
would? Did you see my bracelet? Save the bees.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Be delightful.
I remember when you got turned into apples.
Yeah, those were wasps.
Wasps.
So anyway, back to the World Cup. It looks like to me that the final game is on Sunday, and that's going to be against Croatia and France. So... of those two, who would you root for?
I don't know.
Would you? France.
Well, I mean.
How do they laugh in Croatia?
I don't think they laugh.
I don't think they laugh. I hear Croatia is actually beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposedly one of the most beautiful vacation destinations that you can find.
Hard in pass. In the whole world.
In the whole world.
I mean,
Russia seems to think so.
Look it up, everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
Croatia.
The pictures are amazing, truly amazing. I had no idea Croatia was that spectacular.
Set out to the old, the Soviet bloc countries or whatever?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things I wanted to talk about sports-wise is the new Rays Stadium.
Hold on. Grandpa Ron's rooting for Croatia.
Croatia, right.
Croatia.
He just did that whole 23andMe kind of thing. He might have some Croatian blood in him. He might be like...
He's a Croat.
30% Croat. I think they said when he got his results back that he was like 98%
unknown
European or Eastern European, something like that.
Really?
He's 98% Omar Sharif.
Yeah. Do you believe all of that stuff that they come back with, or are they just making that up?
I think.
How
I
can
don't
you
know.
Be that many parts of that many things?
Well,
it's evolution.
All right.
Yeah.
Evolution.
I don't know. I feel like if you give them enough money, they'll tell you, you're from the queen.
How much caveman do you think you have in you, Ty?
Well, hopefully the right amount.
The right amount. How much hipster do you think you have in you?
None.
Yes, you do.
At least
and
none.
I'm going to tell you why you do. I saw an article, and I read it, and I was like, oh, man, Ty doesn't like hipsters, but I got to talk about hipsters. So hold on. Let me see if I can find that. I got to stop going out of order here.
God damn it.
I'm sort of out of sorts here with my notes and stuff. Like, all right, here's the
thing. I put everything in order in the car.
I know, but that's... It's,
and look, now you've shuffled it all.
We are out of our element, honey. This is not what we usually do. We're usually in our nice air-conditioned studio.
We should have set up on the stage.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, until the bands start loading in.
Don't mind us.
And
we're just doing
checking.
We're just doing our radio
show. Deal with it.
Right. But anyway, here's the thing, Ty. You say that you are very against hipsters.
Yes.
And the reason you say that,
suck.
Well, I don't even know. Why would you say that? They're people, Ty. They're human
beings.
They're
very pretentious.
Okay. Keep going.
Kind of douchebags.
Okay.
Yeah.
those are your two main reasons?
That, I mean, well,
isn't that enough?
That's
pretentious
my main
reason
to dislike most people.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I read you the definition of hipster, Ty, you're going to see that you, my boy, are a hipster.
Somehow I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you are. A hipster, a person who follows the latest trends and fashions, especially those regarded as being outside metal, outside the culture of mainstream.
Yeah, but hipsters are mainstream.
But they're saying about hipsters is that they go outside that. Hipsters are a little bit different. You're a little bit different. You could be considered a death metal hipster.
I know.
Yes.
Because hipsters are mainstream.
You can't fight what you see in the paper.
Yes,
you're
you
a hipster.
Can.
This is a Merriam-Webster's definition of hipster. You're it. You've got hipster
Have
written
you
all over
you.
I don't care if you're sitting there with a black t-shirt and your mohawk on. You're a goddamn hipster. Hipster. That too.
That's not how they work, man.
Old man.
They all listen to Taylor Swift, some other god-awful campfire music.
Just because you listen to Slayer and Gwar doesn't mean you're not
music,
a hipster.
That's perfect, Ty.
You're a hipster.
Dress like a bunch of lumberjacks.
The only thing you don't have that hipsters do
and
is a
glasses.
Beard. And it's only because you can't grow one.
I don't like the IPAs. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
IPAs.
They're all into the IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing.
They're gross.
The good thing for you, Ty, is that St. Petersburg is considered a very hipster city
because
of all the vegan eateries, coffee shops, tattoo studios, vintage boutiques, and record stores.
For now.
So everything's right up your alley.
No, it all sucks.
You're very comfortable here.
No.
He's vegan? When did he become vegan?
Well, he's got all the other ones, and he doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah, no coffee.
But he would love to have a tattoo. He
Not
likes
really.
The vintage boutiques, and he likes record stores.
The record stores he likes.
You don't like the vintage boutiques?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of crap in there.
What about, what's the one that we go to, the Brocante Market? You like that?
That
would be
all right.
That would be considered a...
It'd be cooler without all the hipsters.
Hey, when is Brocante, Steph? Is that this weekend?
No, first Saturday of the month. It was
first
last
Saturday.
Weekend.
Oh, we missed it. Shoot, I like that place. Let's see. What else do we have? It says here that St. Pete came in behind more hipster cities like Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham?
Ew.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
What?
That makes sense.
I can't
those
even
suck.
Imagine either one of those being
hipster-ish.
Hipster
towns.
When you go down downtown St. Petersburg, yeah, you definitely see hipsterism down there.
Yeah.
And you fit right
hipster-ism?
In.
Hipsterism?
Yeah, it's a word.
Okay. They're afraid of me.
Yeah, they're terrified of Ty.
Right. Hey, you know how...
who is that dark young man?
when
mysterious.
When you grew up, you always heard that Florida was like the place to retire. Well, it's not so much the place to retire anymore. People are more and more afraid of Florida because of the...
big goddamn snakes!
The big snakes. The crime, the amount of crime. And health care, supposedly, down here in Florida is not so good.
No.
Not so good for the elderly people that can afford to retire. Mm-hmm.
Who can do that?
Where do you suppose is better to retire than Florida? You're not even going to believe this, and you wouldn't even want to go.
Columbus, Ohio.
South Dakota.
Ooh.
South Dakota is a better place to retire than Florida. Utah.
Well, it's not as hot.
Utah, if you want to ski the rest of your life away. Idaho, if you love potatoes. And New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Those are all better places to retire than Florida.
Well, I mean, Florida's kind of lame.
Yeah, Florida's hot. It's got beautiful weather most of the time if you can stand the heat.
No, I don't like it.
If you were going to move from here, Ty, where would you go?
Probably California.
California?
Yeah.
With all the trouble that they have out there, they have all the wildfires, they have the earthquakes.
Well, when,
maybe Japan.
When California separates into three different states,
right.
I think Ty will go to the middle one.
Yeah, that's right. We were going to talk about that on the show a couple weeks ago, how there's a big movement.
It's going to be on their ballot in November.
It's going to separate into three different states. You're going to have California, you're going to have Upper California and Lower California.
So Northern Mexico and Southern Canada.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And California in the middle.
California proper, right on the fault line.
Mm-hmm. Snap that bitch off.
Let's put a river between it. A river runs through it. That's a good movie.
A river.
Yeah. All right. So what are we doing? Do we need to take a break?
We just took a break.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we started late, Ty.
We've got five minutes.
Holy moly. Well, let me go back to sports real quick. I tell you what, I'm going to save the Rays Stadium conversation for later. Hopefully, one of your band members, Dave, will come and join us because I think he is, in fact, a Rays fan. He might have something to say about the proposed Rays Stadium.
It's Dave, but he might not say anything.
I will hit him with a bottle.
But that won't make a difference.
Our Tampa Bay Lightning did something exciting this week. They re-signed Nikita Kucherov, probably our best forward on the team, to a eight-year...
coolest name.
Nikita. I like that. Nikita Kucherov.
Right out of Star
Wars. Signed
him
to an eight-year, $9.5 million contract, so they have him sewn up probably for the rest of his career. That's the way I'd want to go.
Yeah.
I'd want to stick with one team. And why wouldn't you want to stick with the Tampa Bay? I mean, there's a team out there that's got a better five. I mean, considering that the Lightning are here in Florida, you don't necessarily automatically Florida is a hockey town or a hockey state.
You wouldn't think that we'd be good at hockey.
But we are. It's because none
of our Russians.
Well, it's because none of our players are from here. Most of them are named like Nikita and Victor and Igor. I don't know if we have an Igor.
Yeah, we might.
Didn't we though?
I don't know if we had an Igor. anyway, so that's cool for the Lightning that they got Nikita Kucherov sewn up for an 8-year deal, $9.5 million a year. That might do it. 9.5
well,
a year.
Yeah, but when you look at like baseball players and football players, that doesn't seem like enough money.
It seems like enough to me.
$9.5 million
a
year
on
for 8 years.
$9.5 million a year. There's something wrong with you.
Is it a year?
Yes, no. Every season.
$9.5 million per season.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I thought it was $9.5 million for the 8-year contract.
No.
And it was like, well, that's not enough.
No, it's 9.5 times 8.
Okay, so
that's
almost.
That's good money. He's living large.
Okay, That makes better sense.
Mirage.
He's going to go back to Russia and marry a babushka or wear one. Is a babushka a girl or is it a hat?
I thought it was a baby.
I don't know what it is.
Or maybe it's a teddy bear.
If you know what a babushka is, give us a call, 727-498-0502. But wait a couple minutes because we're about to take a break. We won't have time to talk to you. Or you can tweet us, Marco Radio Show 1.
Babushka.
Is it time to take this break or not?
You still have 3 minutes.
Damn it.
Talk slower.
Snap this bitch off.
Nobody can understand what you're saying because you're...
It's like
we're having an auction out here.
Let's go. I'm excited.
I know.
I'm excited. We're out here. We're doing something new. We're sweating to death.
We're sweating.
I think I'm sweating so bad because I'm talking so fast.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe if I slow down, I'll cool off.
Well, and like the body heat coming off this crowd.
Right. Stand back, damn it. Get back.
Put your boobs back in.
It's radio.
Put them away, Grandma.
They can't
Roll them
see
back
them.
Up.
Nobody wants to see those.
They can't see them. It's radio.
That girl doesn't need a bra. She just tucks them in her pants. Stop it. Hey, so where do you think the best French fries come from?
Checkers.
Checkers are good. Checkers are very good.
Although,
I was listening to somebody today, and they said that Checkers fries give them heartburn. I tell you where I think good fries come from. Five Guys. Five Guys makes good French fries. Also, one of our favorite burger joints, Daly's, Little Old Daly's, makes one hell of a French fry.
I still think the tater wedge is superior.
All right, everybody. Now that we've got that settled. Let's go ahead and take our break. This would normally be our halfway point.
And it is still the halfway point.
Well, it is our halfway point, but we haven't done a full hour.
No, there's a whole hour to come.
We don't get to.
Had your chance, muffed it.
All right, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are broadcasting live here on location from the Brass Mug here in Tampa. We are also with RadioSt.Pete.com, as we always are, from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll get into the rest of the show. We'll probably play Stump the Chump.
No, we might.
Hopefully we can scare up some band members and do some interviewing or something like that. Something fun. All right, everybody. Here we go.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. Ooh.